Interior Alaska tourism economy took a hit this summer. Official numbers won't be available until next month, but reports from across the region indicate an off year. Delta Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brenda Peterson says visitor numbers were down about 15%, but tourism-related sales were off far more.
People are, you know, buying stuff from the IGA and they eat out and those kind of things, but do without a lot of souvenir type things that they don't have to have. And our visitor center also sells merchandise, tourism related items. And the sales were down there, I would say, at least 40% this year.
Peterson says the tourist season started later than normal, but has been holding on longer this fall. Fairbanks Convention and Visitor Bureau Director Deb Hickok estimates that tourism was down between 5 and 9% this summer.
The big decline is in domestic travel, and that's where our volume of visitors comes from. Basically, most of our visitors come from the U.S. And not only do we think that most of the cruise sector is down, but also probably a decline in independents as well.
Hickok says the biggest perceived dip was in long-haul road travel to the region, but she says that's deceptive because last summer saw an exceptionally high number of border crossings. She says this summer's bright spot was an increase in international air travel to Fairbanks.
No surprise, with our weak dollar, international visitors are getting a good buy in the U.S. So one of the ups that we've seen, for example, is with our flights from Germany via Condor, which go from Frankfurt Whitehorse to Fairbanks. We have seen an 11% increase through August flights.
Hickok says Japan Airlines also carried more visitors to Alaska this summer. She says the bump in international visitation was nice, but that it only accounts for a small percentage of Alaska tourism. One of the main attractions for interior visitors is Denali National Park. Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says early data indicates fairly flat numbers there this summer.
Our visitation statistics are only at this point verified through July of this year, and they're down slightly. They're down about 2% from the previous year. So we've seen some decrease, but not nearly as dramatic as I think perhaps been anticipated.
Denali area tourism business owners perceived a larger decline. Denali Chamber of Commerce member Neil Logman says the area saw a fair number of RV travelers, but overall numbers were down.
The consensus, I think, is about 20%. I think the independent travelers, people that were flying up, that were taking tours, the B&Bs noticed that very early on, everybody was down.
Logman says last year's release of the movie Into the Wild inspired a new crop of Christopher McCandless pilgrims wanting to hike across the Teklanika River to the Stampede Road bus where the young adventurer lived and died.
I understand that there was quite a few folks that hiked out to the Teklanika and tried to get across it. I think some of them did, some of them didn't. But thank goodness we didn't have any major mishaps. I think we had a few kids that went swimming though.
With the summer visitor season all but over now, the industry is looking to next year. The big question statewide is how continued uncertain economic conditions in the U.S. will affect domestic tourism to Alaska in 2009.